KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Department of International Relations has confirmed the death of South Africa's ambassador to France, Nathi Mthethwa.
The government of the Republic of South Africa announces with deep sorrow and profound regret the untimely passing of His Excellency Ambassador Nkosi Nathi Emmanuel Mthethwa.
According to French publication Le Parisien, Mthethwa's wife reported him missing yesterday after allegedly receiving a worrying message from him in the evening. The former sports, arts and culture minister was found dead today at a hotel at the bottom of a hotel in Paris. Durka spokesperson Crispin Piri.
The circumstances of his untimely passing are still under investigation by the French authorities.
Mthethwa also served as a minister in the police as well as safety and security portfolios. He was appointed to his diplomatic role in December 2023.
Ambassador Mthethwa was tasked with strengthening the vital partnership and bilateral ties between South Africa and France. Speaking on his passing, Minister Lamola has said, "I have no doubt that his passing is not only a national loss, but is also felt within the international diplomatic community."
Stats SA's quarterly labour force survey shows that 229,000 jobs were lost between June last year and June this year. It says in the second quarter of this year, 80,000 jobs were lost in the formal non-agricultural sector. Stats SA's Matlapane Masupe says from April to June this year, community services experienced the biggest job losses, but the mining industry reported an increase of 2,000 jobs, while electricity added 1,000 jobs.
Full-time employment decreased by 55,000 between June 2024 and June 2025. Part-time employment decreased by 36,000 from 1,132,000 in March 2025 to 1,096,000 in June 2025. This was due to decreases in trade and manufacturing.
An expensive meal has landed a patron at the sink of a Durban restaurant after he allegedly refused to pay a bill of more than 1,000 rand. Ensure Security was called to the popular Italian eatery in Morningside last night, and they were shown to the kitchen where a man was scrubbing plates, pots and pans. Ensure's Carl van Dienen says the man had eaten food worth 1,500 rand and then claimed he had no money.
In the interim, the restaurant's management made the suspect wash dirty dishes in the kitchen as a consequence, whilst awaiting the arrival of law enforcement. The South African Police Services were called to the scene and on arrival took the suspect into custody for further investigation and processing.
Police haven't been contacted for comment. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 25.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rassie Erasmus makes just one change to his starting lineup for this weekend's Rugby Championship decider against Argentina. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins men's side get their season underway this week, and Liverpool, Spurs and Chelsea are all in Champions League action tonight.